Chastity Pratt Dossie. She's the fine writer with the Detroit Free Press. Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome story that you wrote, which was, I've used this word a couple of times today, but no other adjective fits better, stunning. The name of the story was titled, Teachers, We Feel Pressure to Cheat. Survey finds frustration and anger. Tell us about this story and this survey that the Free Press conducted.
Well, some of our readers might remember that back earlier this year, we did a project with USA Today where we looked at MEEP scores across the state, and our experts said, you know, there were at least 34 schools where the increases in the MEEP scores were so huge that it was statistically impossible. Those kids had a better chance of getting struck by lightning sitting in the classroom than making those huge jumps in their scores. So after we ran that story, we said, well, you know, let's ask teachers anonymously. I mean, it looks like there's cheating. Let's just ask them. So we sent the survey to the American Federation of Teachers Michigan and to the Michigan Education Association, the two largest teacher union groups. And to our surprise, 30% of teachers said, yes, they feel pressure to cheat, and they feel pressure to fix grades. And about 8% admitted to actually doing so.
And after I read this, I felt kind of torn because, yeah, you can understand the pressure, but if these ones are cheating, there's probably more out there. And what do you do about that?
Well, you know, let me make one caveat really quickly. This was a voluntary survey, mm-hmm. So we can't say that this applies to all the educators in Michigan because, you know, they had a choice and we couldn't really get a representative sample out of a voluntary survey. It was just whoever wanted to fill it out. And it could have been just the teachers who had an axe to grind or who really felt passionately about the topic. So I got to put that out there. But at the same time, we have experts who are saying, look, there needs to be more oversight. There needs to be more stringent, like I said, oversight, people coming into the schools more often to make sure that there's no cheating. If people know that there's going to be a proctor from the state every year at your school or someone might pop in, there's less, you know, likely chances that there's going to be so much cheating. At least that's what we hear from our experts. There needs to be more opportunities for people to complain or anonymously report cheating, things of that nature. We need to ramp up the oversight because right now the accountability is going to be ramped up. There's going to be this new law that says teachers are going to be evaluated more stringently according to test scores. So that means there needs to be more oversight to make sure there's no cheating.
Oh, Chastity, when I looked at the methods of cheating, to be fair to the teacher, geez, I would have thought it would be legal to write down vocabulary words to teach the following year's classes, encouraging students to rethink their problem. I can remember having teachers tell me those type of things. That almost doesn't seem like it's cheating.
And we did make that clear that some teachers knowingly and others unknowingly cross the line. And those methods of cheating are methods that we got directly from the state's guidelines and procedures. So teachers, principals, superintendents, they all know the rules to the MEEP. And so we took some of those from the guidelines. They should know by now, if they really have looked at the guidelines, that you can't leave the multiplication chart on the bulletin board while you're getting, you know, giving students the math exam in third grade. They should know that you cannot keep the test. The test is collected and sent back to the state after testing is done. These are all things that are in the state rules and policies. And yes, they have changed over the years since you and I were probably taking the MEEP, but teachers should be aware of this by now.
And then finally, the point I think that you make, teacher pay tied to test scores even puts that much more pressure on. That's got to be excruciating.
Well, again, federal and state laws are moving in that direction, and teachers are none too pleased about it. But, you know, you have those lawmakers who believe, and even the president to some extent, that if students are going to be graded, then teachers should be graded. And so everything is moving in that direction. Their pay, their evaluations, things of that nature are going to be tied to seeing students increase their test scores on state standardized tests.
And it's an awesome story written by Chastity Pratt Dossey and Christy Tanner White. Just go to freep.com. Teachers, we feel pressure to cheat. Chastity, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.